Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm Steve Dan bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Robert J. Fisher, Certified Financial Planner, is the name on the book, The Naked Portfolio Manager. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him and his book. He is a very smart guy, as you can tell, and we're talking about money, our relationship with money. Bob, one of the things you're working on these days and you're talking to your customers about, your clients about, is what you call principal frugality. Tell us what that means and why should we care?
Well, we're talking about the principal frugality. Okay? And it relates to what we talked about before, is about intelligent consumption. Okay, when you spend extra money, you have to absolutely make sure that you get value for it. Mm-hmm. I'm not suggesting that you spend too much money for something just because you can. You have to spend that money in a way. It's like if you really like a $200 bottle of wine, then it might be fine for you to buy a $200 wine. But if you say a $200 bottle of wine tastes just a little bit better than a $20 bottle of wine, well, then you buy a $200 bottle of wine and you're wasting $180.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't enjoy it,
it's about value. It's about value, but we also sometimes, and this is the point I think you're making, we also sometimes don't take all the considerations, all the elements of value into consideration. What do you think?
Absolutely. When you're negotiating, I mean, sometimes you want to negotiate a good deal for yourself, and sometimes that's not really important. You know, when the little boy comes over and he cuts your grass, and he says, I'm going to cut your grass for $25. You don't say, how about 18, right?
Right.
He's a next-door neighbor. And on the other hand, if you're, let's say, hiring a law firm for your company,
right,
and they're going to be doing lots of work for you, and they say, well, our rate is $300 an hour, that's when you say, well, it's going to be a lot of hours we're going to be spending here. I think that maybe we should, do it for $225.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because it's a lot of money you're spending, then it's very important to negotiate. So you want to be hard nosed when it's a lot of money.
You know, one of the things I remember, and this is really gives you a window into how people behave. Back when my kids were younger and our friends' kids were younger, we all had babysitters, right? And back in those days, yep, a babysitter would work for you for $2 an hour, let's just say. And so we would, if we had friends who, if they kept the child for 2 hours and 20 minutes, the guy would actually do the math and give that person that money, drop those coins into that kid's hands. He would actually do the math. And so if my babysitter was there 2 hours and 15 minutes, That's under $5, right? I gave them a 10.
Yeah.
I gave them a 10. You know why? Because they're looking after my children. You know, it's not about the
Absolutely.
Money. It's about my children. But that guy counting out the money didn't get that. And that's where I think this principle of frugality is a perfect example. That's a perfect example of that. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, That's not a time to watch your penny.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not that much money, but you know, when it's something that you buy very frequently, then sometimes it can be important to go ahead and to negotiate.
Let me tell you one other thing real quick. Those other we had friends who could never get a babysitter. Huh? I wonder why. We never failed it. We had babysitters calling us saying, don't you guys want to go out? We want to come look after your kids. They would call us. And our friends couldn't understand, why can't we get a babysitter? You know? And there's a reason. And so it's the same way with other people, right? When I talk to when I talk to small business owners and I tell them you're not charging enough money and I actually pay them a little more than they asked me for, they say, why do you do that? I said, because I want you to take my call and come when I call.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Availability is worth something, isn't it?
It is. And when you're talking about your babysitter, your cleaning lady, the fellow that helps you at the gym when you work out, you know, you want to be – I mean, those are not people that are making a tremendous amount of money.
Right.
So it makes sense to be much more generous. Now, I don't think you need to tip your accountant or your or your lawyer.
I don't tip owners. I don't tip owners. No.
Listen, just in case anybody – don't tip your financial planner.
That's right. I don't do that. But you know, isn't this the old saying, penny wise and pound foolish? Isn't that what that is?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, folks, think about this. Principle frugality. Know when to spend your money, when not to spend your money. But you got to take care of the little people, don't you? I was a little people once. Weren't you, Bob?
Well, we all were.
I remember when people took care of me. Hey, Bob, I need your website again, please.
Okay. www.thenakedportfoliomanager.com. And the name of the book, which is available at Amazon, is The Naked Portfolio Manager.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Bob, will you come back again real soon?
Happy to do that, Jim.
We'd love to have you back. Robert J. Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, certified financial planner, author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. We'll have him again another day real soon. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.